Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Angel Walk-In and Team of Angels show. My name is Angelica, and this show is about celebrating love with inspired angel messages. I do this with the assistance of the angels, where I become a conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channel messages. I can feel, see, and hear the angels and the ascended masters, and I pass the messages from them directly to you. If you're interested in having a donation-based angel message reading on one question, you can make your donation to angelroselove.wix.com/love. It's also in the chat box. That's angelroselove.wix.com/love. You can also make a donation to help support the show. It's a way of giving back and also appreciate it. We will be doing a meditation. That's a way of connecting to universal love. I also periodically share inspirational articles that I wrote, YouTube messages, which I will be sharing today, and, of course, the angel messages to help to expand into greater levels of love. So after the show, you can also get involved by learning about what I offer, such as channeled angel messages in an extensive way, love coaching, meditation classes, being a certified hypnotist, products such as books, ebooks, relaxation and audio products, inspirational stickers, and a four-part online series called Your Spiritual Journey to Divine Love. And all of this is to help to attract the magnificence of what the universe has to offer with your own spiritual journey. If you're new here, I want to welcome you with love as well as regulars. You can listen to this show and re-listen to the archive shows by going to either Angel Walk-In and Team of Angels on Blog Talk. You can also listen to it on iHeart, Player FM, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. For the donation-based reading, I just want to make sure from integrity purposes that you know that I don't do predictions or feeling questions. It's in the description. I am not the appropriate person for those who have huge financial issues, heavy drama, physical ailments, addictions, criminal cases, or lost and found. I focus mostly on areas of love, career, spiritual development, numerology, as well as lessons in the now, so I don't do future timelines. Unless, of course, something's coming about and the angels know it, then I'll be more than happy to share it. But otherwise, it's not something that I promote to stay with the integrity and so forth. So you can make your donation again at angelroselove.wix.com/love. And after you make your donation, please make sure you put your prefix and name so that I know that you're interested and that you were the person that did the donation so that I can click on it. The number for those donation-based readings is 619-924-0843. And our next show, I can't believe we're already going into May, Happy Spring, is on May 24th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so it was a kind of a fun thing to do, same place, of course. So we're going to go into a meditation, and then I'll be playing a portion of a YouTube as far as the message that I got to share. And if I'll periodically check my email to see if there's any donations for the readings and so forth. Okay, so let's take some deep breaths. This is a time to really nurture yourself in receiving a relaxation meditation. So just allow yourself to just be very present in the now. If any thoughts come up, just let them float on these imaginary clouds as you take some deep breaths. And if you can, bring your breath further down towards the stomach area. And one way to do that is to slowly take a deep breath, hold it, and then take another deep breath and slowly let it out. And you do want to do that slowly, so if you aren't breathing all the way down, your body will get used to the breath going all the way down. And you can do that 3 times. That helps to relax the body, calm the mind and the emotions. And then focusing on your feet, relaxing, almost like it's touching the floor or whatever it is it's touching. And it's very light in its touch. So it almost feels like you're floating with this lightness as you breathe and focus on relaxing your feet. And working your way up towards your ankles and your calves, relaxing. Your knees and thighs, relaxing. As you take another deep breath. And lower back, pelvic area, middle stomach and middle part of your back, relaxing. And you may be noticing now that your breath is getting a little bit more relaxed. Thoughts aren't as chattery, emotions are calmer. And imagining your heart expanding like a flower as it opens, calling in the angels, the pure loving beings and the ascended masters to surround the callers, those that listen after the show and myself with divinity of love. Universal love, joy, and positivity. As we focus on the shoulders dropping down, collarbone, chest area, upper part of the back, all relaxing. Arms relaxing. Taking another deep breath, focusing on the elbows, the forearms, relaxing. The wrists, hands, and fingers, relaxing. the neck and the whole entire head area relaxing. And as you continue to breathe for a couple of minutes, just imagine your heart continually opening up to this magnificent love of the universe and the angels. As you continue to feel this music and the angels focusing on your feet, feeling where your feet are, feeling yourself where you're sitting, or if you chose to lie down, where you're lying down. Feeling your hands where they're resting. Noticing your heart and all the love from the universe, the angels, just nurturing your heart. Feeling your breath going in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. Also a great stretch. And just for about 3 seconds, I'll be silent so you can come back and just feel the energy of love before we get ready for the angel messages and the YouTube message that I'd like to share. Got some new people, so welcome. Our next show is going to be on May 24th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Before we do our donation-based readings, I do want to share a YouTube. So just because we got some new callers, I mean new people coming on, if you're interested in having a donation-based reading, you do want to go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. It's angelroselove.wix.com/love. And you can make a donation of any amount, either for the angel messages and or so for the show if you choose. Do put your phone prefix and your name in it so I know who you are. Before you do the donation, just for integrity purposes, it's on one question in the areas of love, career, spiritual development, numerology around lessons in the now. I don't do future timelines or huge financial issue questions, heavy drama, physical ailments, addictions, criminal cases, or lost and found. So if you're looking for that, I'm not the right person, just to stay with the integrity of that. So I will be checking the email if you're choosing to have a donation-based reading. This is the time to do that because the YouTube is going to be playing, and then I'll check and see if anybody's interested in having a private, well, it's not going to be private because it's going to be on the air, but a one-question message on an area that you're asking about. And if not, I'll just do a uniform for everybody angel message and see what they want me to share. So this short clip is about higher love versus judging, and I feel like it's kind of a nice message, so enjoy it. It'll probably start in about 30 seconds. And then we'll do the donation-based readings. Again, the website, for those that just tuned in, the website to make a donation is angelroselove.wix.com/love.
Or somebody else's insecure and labeling. When we stay in the vibration of love, what happens is we stay strong in that vibration. If we give our power to the judgment, to the limitations, to the negativity, to the insecure, we become one with them. We stoop to that vibration. This is a vibrational planet, so whatever we put out, we get back. It's so important. You're also a leader, a role model to help others to remember the truth. Their suffering is a cry for love, but your calling is a standing in the higher frequencies of higher love. So my name is Angelica Rose.
Well, it looks like there was some background music, so I apologize for that. I'm not sure where that came from, but I'll have to check the YouTube and see if it recorded it by mistake. All right, so let me check and see if anybody's interested in having a donation-based reading. And I do want to share this message that keeps coming up. So one of the things that I have found right now is that there's a Mercury retrograde, if you are familiar with that. This Mercury retrograde is kind of a huge one because it's really pushing things from another area of our life, really pushing it up. And it looks, from what I've been observing, it is in Libra, which to me, Libra is anything that's disconnected or unorganized or not smooth in our life and that hasn't been completed. It's kind of, Mercury is about communication. So it's kind of pushing it up to reflect back to you to help you to see what is going on and how you can shift that into a more peaceful, more loving way versus getting stuck in the story or the judgments or the fears or insecurities behind it. So when we go into a retrograde, it's kind of like reversing the flow and bringing it towards you rather than away from you as far as what needs to be shown. So a lot of times when things are kind of chaotic or feels intense, that's usually a sign that there's resistance or a feeling of a stuckness usually says that there's a judgment around it or a sense of a lack of peace around it or even a fear around it. And one of the ways to get through that is not so much to talk about it, but rather to embrace it and to allow, like a baby that's crying, to just nurture it without hooking in, attaching to it, judging it, making it wrong. It's about feeling it and then letting it go. A lot of times when we're in a Mercury retrograde, what happens is a lot of times that incompleteness is all about something from our past that never got fully and completely resolved. It could be a past of a year, 10 years, or even yesterday, or even 5 minutes ago. When there's an attachment to it, then there's a story that's hooked into it. And being that this is a vibrational planet and a computer, our mind is like a computer, whatever we put our attention to, we create more of it. And so when we're attached to the stories and we haven't totally let go, then a record gets created behind it. And the more we talk about it, the more the record gets played over and over and over again. The next thing you know, you're creating a story, a book, a movie, wanting a nomination, award, or attention for it. And a lot of times it ends up creating groundhog effects because there's too much attachments to it and you haven't fully made peace with it or even fully accepted it through just for what it is, not so much for allowing it to continue if it's not serving you, but more acceptance of whatever the message is behind it to make peace with it, to let it go. So making peace or even forgiveness is not about condoning it. It's more about rising above it and not allowing yourself to give your power to it anymore, but rather the power to yourself, reclaiming your power through self-love and becoming your own best friend. And that's one of the benefits of a Mercury retrograde. Being that it's in Libra, it feels, for some people, can be quite intense because Libra is more of a grounded energy, and so it kind of pushes you into it. When you're dealing with something that's more like an air sign, it allows you to expand into it more, whereas this kind of pushes the intensity right in your face kind of a feeling. And so if you've been feeling disconnected or tired or a little bit heavier than normal, blame it on Mercury retrograde. Just kidding. it's because Mercury retrograde is partly the conduit for it. And it's a gift in disguise because when you make peace with it, you're done, right? You don't have to continue the groundhog effect. The lucky thing about all of this, and that's a little bit of a joke, is you have until May 12th to really focus in on making peace, whatever it is that it's teaching you. That's when Mercury retrograde goes direct. And at that point, things will start to feel more of a flow again, more of a smoothness again, more of a calm energy again. And if this is an area that you can rise above it and really be done with repeating the patterns behind it, then when it goes direct, man, oh man, you get to expand into these greater energies behind that experience, behind that lesson, behind that pattern. And that's where epiphanies come into play, where things become a lot more peaceful and a lot more joyful and a lot more flowing. And so that's one of the greatest things about a Mercury retrograde. If you look at it from a positive perspective, it really helps to show things that allow us to really move through life in a different way than we would have if we let go of those stories and the patterns behind it. and so forth. So that's an area that I felt was very important to touch on. And I'm going to give you like a couple of minutes just to reflect and take notes. And sometimes people like to just be in the silence when they hear a message to jot some things down. So I'll play music for about a minute. And in the meantime, I'll check and see if anybody wants an angel message donation-based reading. Questions. It looks like people are just enjoying the messages, so I'm always excited about that as well. If you have any questions on what we just talked about, the channeled message, you can put that in the chat box, and I can clarify if there's any questions you have on the channeled message that they just shared. I'm not even sure you heard the YouTube, and I'm deeply apologizing about that. I don't know where that music came in the background, but I'll definitely have to check and see how to fix that. So if not, we have a little over 2 minutes left, and I will just check and see if anybody has any questions in the chat box. And if not, we'll just kind of flow with this remainder of time that we have. Everybody got the message in a way that was peaceful for them, since there's no questions in the chat around it. And with us having a little less than 2 minutes left, I will just see if there's any other messages and just allow yourself to just enjoy the remaining time. And I'll see you on May 24th, unless I have another message they want me to share. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend, and thank you so much. Next month, have a blessed day. Peace and blessings.